Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults, all your faults, all our faults, and he saw our need. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Help us to be thankful for that amazing grace. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, the Word. Thank God for the anointing and the favor and his precious blood that was shed on Calvary on our behalf. Thank God for saving us, giving us an opportunity to be used for his glory, to magnify his name, to uplift him, and give him all the glory that he deserves. Even in the midst of his trying and difficult times, he still deserves the praise and the honor that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to use these instruments that he's given us that he may be glorified in it. So much horrific things that are going on, so many tragedies, so much glory that is going on, but we rebuke and bind Satan that we will not steal our joy, our peace, and we're not going to give it up. Help us to remember as believers we have an assignment. We are bought with a price, no more our own. And that is glory to God, to be the light, to be the salt, but to take authority and bind the works of the enemy. Oh, glory to God is running havoc in the land, that we will live a holy and righteous life, that we will take the authority that God has given us to take authority over the forces of evil, especially these murdering demons, the spirit that is going around and attacking so many lives, that thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy, according to John 10:10. But God, you said you came to give us life and life more abundantly. Help us to stay focused and submitted and obedient to you that we can live that life. But we also got to remember we have an assignment to take authority over this murdering demon, this spirit of confusion and chaos, this spirit, glory to God, that's hovering over the land and this thing that's penetrating people's lives and causing so much destruction and running havoc everywhere. Lord, we pray like never before against this demonic spirit that coming against our youth and the copycats, as we just prayed and prayed and believed, God, as he revealed that it's a Herod and a Pharaoh spirit, as you've been saying for the last couple of years, just revealing. We know it's been there, but even more so for us to be alert, realize, glory to God, the enemy is about taking out the lives of our youth, because he knows the church go forward and they go on and they be raised up, that God's going to use them greatly in this time. So we are praying like never before. Even all the mass shooting just from the weekend, just from hearing it today, it almost makes your ears bleed because it's so much. And we know some of it is just copycatting, but all of it is demonic. Help us to be aware and alert and not just, that's another, that's another. Take authority, bind and loose, curse and cancel. Dismantle the works of the enemy. God, we pray against the spirit of fear that may be going out through the, that's not maybe, is going out. But the thing about it, so many that are even attacking, glory to God, the heart of the believers, that we're supposed to walk in the authority and the power and the anointing that God has given us. Not saying that we're not going to be touched and we're not going to be hurt. We're not going to be concerned. We're not going to have empathy. We're not going to. But in the meantime, when fear does come, we're to tear down those strongholds. Every spirit, every, glory to God, thing that exalts itself against the knowledge and the power of God's word and his spirit, we're to bring it down in captivity and obedience to his spirit in the name of Jesus, his word. We come against the lying spirits, the spirit of deception, the murder, glory to God, the chaos, the confusion, the mental challenges that go on, and some are not mental, just challenges that we know that come from the enemy, but some just got a demonic forces that are coming against the mind, generational curses, whatever the enemy is using through jealousy, envy, just meanness, prejudiceness, whatever it is, we take authority and bind it up and pull down them strongholds, bind up and cast out those forces in the name of Jesus. God, it's a praying time, but it got to be prayer with faith, prayer with obedience. So the Lord bless, so we can be able to make a difference, to see, glory to God, the power of God in operation, for man to know that our God is still on the throne, still in operation, still doing great and mighty things. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of confusion and chaos and the one that's lying and saying, what's the use? What's the purpose? Oh, the spirit, glory to God, will come in and bring despair and grief and sorrow. In the name of Jesus, we come against even the suicide demons, the blood of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, curse and cancel that assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus, that our children may live and not die and have to be under the hand of the enemy and have parents and people concerned about sending their children to school and not, glory to God, knowing whether they're going to come back. We come against the spirit of the enemy that's even targeting our children, and the enemy that's even using the copycats to think it's cool, and even the spirit of the enemy using these gangbanging. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, help us to be able to stand on your word in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to execute divine judgment against the satanic demonic activities and help us war in the spirit. Glory to God, as Elijah did as well. Glory to God. We come against the spirit of manipulation. We bind up every evil force, glory to God, every lying, tormenting spirit, every stronghold. Oh, glory to God. We pray that it be eradicated, dismantled, uprooted. We come against the spirit of even behind it with addictions in the name of Jesus. We come against the fears, the lust, the insomnia, the pride, the stress, whatever it is, glory to God, withdrawals and worries. We come against the spirit, glory out of disease and disorder. Oh, glory out. We come against premature death, its infirmities, afflictions. Oh, glory out. And all the viruses and all kinds of vile spirits of the enemy that come to mind and in the things that will come even to the physical body. We take authority over it and bind it up right now and command it to be loose from its assignment. We know it's the enemy. We know, glory to God, it's Satan and his little tactics. We come against, glory to God, the spirit of despair and grief and sorrow. Oh, glory to God, and oppression and depression and suppression. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind you up and loose you from your assignment. We pull down the strongholds now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to destroy the curses associated with, glory to God, anything that the enemy is doing to cause people's lives to be lost or them to be in bondage or to bring, glory to God, the satanic forces that bring on murder. In the name of Jesus, we know, glory to God, you are our deliverer, our healer. And we know even through these difficult times and challenging times, many things you told us that was going to come in these last days. But you called for us to have the light shining. You called us, glory, to take authority and to bind and to penetrate the works of the enemy and go through his camp and counsel him and bind him and loose, glory to God, your people in the name of Jesus out of his hand. In Jesus' name, God, we ask you, glory to God, to move in a miraculous way. Help us to do, glory, at what is called of us to intercede in prayer, be intercessors, to pray with faith, pray, glory to God, and walk in obedience. Help us to check ourselves daily to make sure that we're walking in the faith, that, glory to God, we do a self-examination, glory to God, and make sure our house is in order. In the name of Jesus, give us discernment. Thank you, glory to God, for the power of the anointing through the Holy Spirit as we submit ourselves to you. In the name of Jesus, help us, glory to God, to have that discernment, glory to God, accurately, divinely, glory to God, interceding in the name of Jesus. Oh, we declare, glory to God, then declare what your word says. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to not be weary in well-doing. Help us to not to get weakened. Help us to not to let our ears get caught up in all that we see, all that we hear, and our eyes caught up in all that we see. Help us to use wisdom, even in our current events. You said in your word that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. It's good to have the first current against so we can know what to pray about. But when we sit and let the stuff get in our spirit over and over and over, repeat and repeat and repeat, the spirit of grief and the spirit of sorrow and the spirit of depression and oppression can have an opportunity to come in and overtake, glory to God, and we don't be wise about how we go over to God. God, our heart. So we ask you, Lord God, to give us wisdom. Oh, God, but help us to stay on the wall, praying, glory to God. You told us, all you that are laboring, heavy laden, come to you, and glory to God, you'll give us rest. Take your yoke and your word to learn of you, because you're meek and lowly. Your burden is light and your yoke is easy. In the name of Jesus, help us to cast these cares. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're in charge. We know that you see all things. You know all things. You are omnipotent and I'm not present. Pray, glory to God, that you will take care of our families and glory out our health and our finances. And Heavenly Father, we ask you, glory to God, in the midst of all that is going on, help us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. And you said you'll supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Help us to remember Deuteronomy 28, that you made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You told us you'll bless us going in and coming out. But you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll raise up a standard. You said in your word, when the enemy go over to God, come in one way, you call him the flee seven. You said in in Psalms 23, you said then that, yea, that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for thou art with us. Glory to God, thy rod and thy staff that comfort us. You told us that you will prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. You said, Romans 8:28, you'll work all things together for the good for those that love the Lord. You said in your word what the thief came to do, but you came to give us that abundant life. You desire for us to prosper in good health, be in good health as our soul prospers. You said if we walk aright before you, hold no good thing from us. You said if we delight ourselves in the word and delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our heart. You told us, glory to God, about sowing Isaiah 40. About sowing like an eagle, glory to God. And you said, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. You told us, glory to God, to wait on you and to be of good courage, that you will strengthen our hearts, glory to God, according to Psalms 14, glory to 27:14. God, we're asking you, Lord God, hallelujah, no matter what's going on in life, help us to remember what your word said, that you never leave us nor forsake. You gave us power and authority to bind and to loose the enemy. You gave us the power, glory to God, to speak those things that are not as though they were. You said in your word, glory to God, you've given us authority over the all clean, unclean spirits. You told us in the name of Jesus the power that we have. God, I pray for an awakening. You didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Fear, glory to God, to paralyze us, to keep us from doing what God calls. That's why the enemy sends out fear. That's why he sends out discouragement. That's why he sent out abandonment and rejection. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, we are praying right now, even some of these things that are set up even for these gangbangers want to make you feel like, glory to God, in despair and the things that have happened to you. Come with us and we'll be your family. And then they have you doing all kind of hideous things. The same thing with a cult. God, we pray, glory to God, even the false religion and stuff like that caused people to get caught up with a false doctrine, glory to God, and not know the truth about what God is saying and what he will do for us. God, I'm praying like never before, an awakening, even in the body of Christ with those that you have given the knowledge and the wisdom of what, glory to God, with it, not to get faint-hearted, not, glory to God, to get weak, not to get caught up, glory to God, and so much going on that it's just me, my eye, and us four, or just our little home, or just our little organization, or our just our little church. God, outside these walls, you told us to go in the hedges and the highways. Are the fear demons, glory to God, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of abandonment, the spirit, glory to God, of anxiety, the spirit, glory to God, of feeling like what's the use? I bind you up and take authority over, command you to be loose from y'all. I pray a loosening, glory to God, of the body of Christ through their minds, or what things, glory to God, are caught up in this world and compromising and glory to God, and not on our post like we ought to be or on it, and glory to God, taking a little break, going out, glory to God, picking tulips and coming back, trying to stand on your post. You said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Ah, glory to God. One minute we believe, one we don't. The other ones we're on our post, and other ones we're not. God, I plead the blood of Jesus. Just like a person can't be a little bit pregnant, you either pregnant or you're not. You got to make up your mind. Are you going to live holy or live righteous, or you saved or you're not? Ah, help us to know, glory to God. We can't stand in the middle with coasting along. We got to be to a point that we persist and pursue. If you don't progress, you're going to regress. God, I'm praying like never for an awakening. Look at all our babies and all these babies and all these things that are happening and all this murder and this shooting and everything that's going on around us. God, we need man's heart to change, but we're praying and believing God as we intercede. But also man's heart need to change about these laws and the things they feel, glory to God, because of Second First Amendment and all this greed lying in your pockets. Some of it, glory to God, got not even a leg to really stand on. Why this thing is continues to go its way, and why is such a fight in our United States, where many countries, they might have problems, but they don't have it like we have it with all this murder and shooting, glory out, and killing and guns and whatever like this, and target practice, having people's lives like it's target practice, and having joy about it, and glory to God, feeling good about it. Or the devil will put you in a good mood to go to hell, whichever, whether it be drugs or whether it be murder or whether it be doing whatever kind of bow fingers in. That's the trick of the enemy. I plead the blood of Jesus. God, I pray for an awakening. We slept over to God when the woman took prayer out of school. One individual. And now look, all the prayers all across the land, all over the globe, whatever how the fight is, after all those many years, can't even get the prayer back in school. Our doors, glory to God, they've been opened, glory to God, for the enemy. And now, glory to God, more doors are open, even in our United States. All these different kinds of gods and idols can come in the name, they can worship and give them, glory to God, protection to worship their God. But the true and living God, you want to put him out. The one that established, glory to God, this United States of America. Glory to God, and God we trust. God, we are praying for an awakening. So many things. There's so many doors that have been opened. So many things that are happening, that are going on, that, glory to God, we can pray and bind and loose and command and change. Some people even have the audacity to say, as believers, glory to God, glory to God, well, that's going to always be. This is this way and that way. That'll never happen. We can pray and body. Nothing too hard for God. He says all things are possible through Christ Jesus. Oh, we just got to believe, but be on one accord to put the enemy to flight. So I'm praying mercy. I'm praying continued grace. We know mercy and grace, but we are praying for it to increase because there's so much that's going on. Pray for those families that are grieving and hurting and going through right now, not only for all these horrific, horrible things going on, but also, glory to God, for so many that have all kinds of different kinds of problems, even through the flooding, even through the fires, even through, glory to God, the hideous things that the enemy is doing in the shooting, glory to God, and all the stuff that's happening around us. We know, glory to God, our God is still on the throne. Ah, you're still doing great and mighty things. You're still saving. You're still delivering. You're still bringing people out of bondage. You're still doing things, but glory to God, the media going to blow up what it's brought to. Glory to God, the things that we hear in our ears from the neighborhoods around us. God, but we got to feed our spirit. That's got to be the fuel, just like the fuel to get a vehicle moving. Glory to God, we got to have that same fuel of the fire of the anointing through his word to fuel us to keep moving, to keep doing, and to keep believing and keep trusting and keep standing in faith in spite of what we hear. Because God, you gave us the power, the love, the authority. Oh, glory to God, greater things yet to do. God, help us to believe. Help us to shake off the things that's going on. You let us hear and see some things for the pray, bind, and loose, and believe. Glory to God, for change and transformation. Help us to not allow the enemy to turn it around for oppression, depression, suppression, and making sure that our tongues are not getting caught up in snares. Because you said life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak life, and you said, so is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So let us speak what your word says. Let us walk in the authority and the anointing. Help us to discern, be wise, be alert, be diligent in the name of Jesus, and be sober. But in the meantime, still be, glory to God, in faith, standing on your word and your authority, to walk in the joy and the peace, not allow the enemy to take the joy, steal the joy, or give it up, glory to God, to give it up, or our peace to don't give it up. Stand on it in the name, because those weapons against the enemy, against all the other weaponry that you've given us, it's not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. It's a time like never before to do war, but to also have our peace and joy with it, not to go in it grudgingly, not to go in it oppressed, trying to do something for the Lord. We got to have the faith. Because glory to God, he can't move on our behalf, glory to God, if we are walking in fear. Can't move on our behalf if we, glory to God, double-minded. We got to stand like never before. God, help us to charge ourselves up, like charging a battery. Back in that word, and not just waiting on somebody to preach it to us or to teach it to us. We got to take authority over the enemy and bring our flesh under subjection and get in that word ourselves to find out what is he saying, and glory to God, how to operate in it. Oh, glory to God, and we can come together collectively, hallelujah, put the enemy to flight. And some things he'll give us the authority individually, but God, help us to stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might with the whole armor of God on, using our weaponry with wisdom, not being fearful and fretful or anxious. God, I thank you so much for being so good to us, even in our shortcomings. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness. Forgive us for every day. Thank you for the agape. Thank you for the anointing. You're the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough. You are providers of Jehovah Jireh. You are glory to Jehovah Shalom. You're the God that even let us know that we have peace that passes all understanding. Everybody else can be pulling their hairs out or glory to God rolling on the floor and glory to God tormented, but we can have the peace in the midst of all the storms that are even going on around us, trusting and resting in you. And you say the peace that you give us, not as the world gives, in the name of Jesus, so we can see planet like that tree
planted by the rivers of water. And glory to God, you told us not to take counsel with the ungodly. God, don't lend our ears to all kinds of things and foolishness and folly. Ah, glory to God. I thank you so much for the power of prayer. And for this prayer line and many prayer lines and many glory that prayer warriors around the globe. But thank you for this one too, glory, that we are part of, that we are standing strong and stay faithful to you. Glory to God. Don't allow the enemy to come in and cause us to sabotage the work in the kingdom of God that's working in us and through us, that we will stand firm on what God is saying on our daily walk. All glory to God, wherever we are, in our churches, in our homes, glory to God, on the lines or whatever you assigned our hand to do. God, I pray you bless each one of them, strengthen them, encourage them. Whatever's challenge going on in their lives, that you will bless and minister and move and encourage and keep them strong in you in spite of all the attacks and about all the fear tactics the enemy sent and all the things that he tried to come up with our bodies or our families with. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak life, health, and wholeness, and that the Spirit of the Lord will have free reign in our lives. Strengthen us where we are weak. Help us to watch what we say and how we say it and make sure that what we are saying is acknowledging you and exalting you and giving you glory, and that the glory to be a minister to the hearer in the name of Jesus, that we might be the only Bible they read. What are they reading? Praying it's not no fruit cocktail on the tree. Glory to God, because if it's not of God, that means flesh is on parade. Glory to God. We pray, glory to God. If it's an orange, it's an orange. If apple, it's an apple. We are connected to the lifeline of Jesus Christ. That is, glory to God, he's the vine and we are the branches. And every branch in him that don't produce, glory to God, he's going to cut it away. Help us to stay connected in the name of Jesus, God, because we don't have no excuses. From what you've said and told us, don't let us, glory to God, get caught up in the world system, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds through your word daily. Help us, glory to God, and help us to know that we are not on our island. We got to help one another, be there for one another, pray one for another, bear one another's burdens in the name of Jesus. Esteem others more highly than ourselves, but never exalt ourselves more highly than you. Satan, we bind you up, take authority over you, and command you to be loose from your assignment in the lives, glory to God, of glory to God, God's people, in the lives of our children, grandchildren, our seed, our family, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. God, we're standing on what you say, walking by faith, not by sight, because so many things that show us in sight can cause us to stumble, fall, and cause us to give up, but we refuse. Keep casting our cares and looking to the hills with coming to our help, and realize that help comes from you. God, help us to know we can be helpers one to another, but you first, seeking you first before we seek anybody else, glory to God, hallelujah, for anything. You first, help us to know that we'll help us one to another. Just like our eyes don't be in one place and our feet in another place and our hip in another place and our heart in another place, glory to God, all of it's supposed to fit together jointly to operate, operating in the body of Christ the same. Whatever gifts and calling and parts of the body that you've given us to operate in, help us to be faithful, glory to God, and diligent and faithful and committed, glory to God, and loyal to you in every area of our lives. Help us, God. We need you like never before. Help us to pray for our children, glory to God, the future church of the things here. Help us to make sure what we are saying, even when we get angry and frustrated, help us to make sure we are wise in how we are building the church in our own homes as well as outside of the house. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that we'll be greater witnesses. And glory to God, we take authority over Satan and all this little cohorts, even with the confusion and chaos and things that being said, all rebellion, stubbornness, disobedience, all glory to God, that spirit of manipulation. We bind you up, take authority out of you, and command you to be loose from your son. We cast you out, send you back to the dry place for what you're saying. And we call for, glory to God, healing and deliverance, as well as humility and obedience. And glory to God, the spirit of humbleness and the spirit, glory to God, that will stand on God's word and not be stubborn and not rise up, glory to God, trying to give no glory into themselves. We plead the blood of Jesus, that thing turns around, that glory to God, man's heart will change, they get saved, delivered, and set free, and those that are saved, they will be loyal to you and submit and be walking in obedience and walking, glory to God, in the power and authority that you give them, but also walk, glory to God, with a repentant heart and a conviction upon our hearts. Help us to stay faithful, be faithful, and those that have lost the fear of God, for it to come back, and for those that never had it, that they will receive it as they seek the counsel of the Lord. God, we thank you for these that you have placed in the body of Christ, even for this line. God, we thank you and give you glory, praise, and honor. Praise God. We're going to ask glory to God, Mother. We'll let for the first call, then after that we're going to have Mother. I'm trying to see if Mother Alexander's already on. Praise God. Mother has the bird.
She'll be on a little bit later, Minister BJ. Mother Alexander will be a little bit later.
Right. Okay, then. After you, then we have Mother McCormick, then we have Pastor Bird, and then, I think Mother Pastor Sims, and then if Mother when Mother comes on, we put her on. So that would be you right now, then Mother McCormick, Pastor Bird, and then Pastor Sims. Praise God. Right now, you can go ahead and take the floor, Mother.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We're in appreciation to you. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you love us and that you are for us. Lord God, we just want to say praise your name. We love you, Lord God, and we honor you this evening. We bless you, Lord God, and we, Lord God, we just, Lord God, and at all, at who you are. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that nothing, in spite of what's going on, nothing on this earth, Lord God, at any time, any past, the present, or the future, nothing has taken you by surprise. And I thank you, Lord God, that yes, you are yet in charge of our lives. Hallelujah, Lord God. And you govern our lives, Heavenly Father. You are, hallelujah, glory be to God, the I am that I am, hallelujah. You are, hallelujah, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Yes, you are, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, glory be to God, our sanctifier, hallelujah. Lord God, you are, hallelujah, Jehovah Roi, the God that sees. You see everything that's going on, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are so good. You are so merciful, Lord God. And your kindness is just more than kindness. It's loving kindness to us. You're so compassionate and merciful, Lord God. And you yet give people chance, hallelujah, to make a good decision and come out of darkness. In the name of Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. God, you are yet who you are in Christ Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we are in your hands. Lord God, hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you for the power of your word, glory be to God. It is anointed, hallelujah, so when we send it forth, as we pray the prayer of faith, we know that it's going to reach your throne room and into your ears. And we cancel any, Lord God, any opposition that try to come against, Lord God, the prayers from reaching you. We know it reaches you. And you hear, hallelujah, our cries this evening. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're that kind of God. Hallelujah. We may be limited and what we're able to do and where we can go and how much, how far we can hear, but not you. You hear everything. You see everything. You know everything. And Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, if we had it, if we thank you, Lord God, that you give us, Lord God, authority in the earth that you created. The scripture teach that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell there, yes, it belongs to you. And we who have received Christ, we belong to you. And we appreciate you for giving us a mind to realize we need to make the best choice we're ever going to make, which is to choose and surrender our lives to you, Father God. We thank you for you giving the very best, hallelujah, to us who is Jesus, hallelujah, so that we can be reconciled, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for what you've already done. Glory be to you. Keep us with a roof over our heads. We're not out on the street in this heat or in these elements. You keep us protected from all hurt. You give us angels to go before us. We just have to have a mind to say, God, we thank you for the angels that's going before us. Our warring angels, Lord God, that keep us away from all hurt, harm, and danger, and we're trusting you, glory be to God, hallelujah, having the assurance that when your word says whatever we ask you in the name of Jesus, you will give it to us so our joy will be full. So I thank you, Lord God. Yes, yes, there may be a lot going on, but guess what? You're still worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. And at the end of the day, glory be to God, the earth is still yours and the fullness thereof and those that dwell therein. God, I thank you, Lord God, that all souls, that's what I saw in Ezekiel, your word, the prophet Ezekiel, that all souls belong to you. Yes, it says that the soul that sinned shall die and be separated from you. So we pray that people will learn to do good, that they'll learn, hallelujah, that they can't walk this journey called life and leave you out of their life, Lord God. They need you, everybody. We all need you day by day. Hallelujah. We need your help. The Holy Ghost, help us, Lord. Help us to pray. And we thank you, Lord God, where you've taught us where two or three, praise God. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing here on earth, Lord God, whatever we ask and believing that we're going to receive, we have it. And I touch and agree with my sister according to Matthew 18:18-19, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I touch and agree with the prayers that have already been prayed by Minister BJ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the word that came forth, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word. I thank you that if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what you will. And you, it shall be done unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, you said in, Lord God, Mark 11, to have faith in God. Yes, I have faith in God. I have the assurance that because you are the almighty God, hallelujah, that you can blink an eye and everything will be set right in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God. God, hallelujah, your word teach me, hallelujah, and the preacher preach. Hallelujah, in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. And Lord God, hallelujah, I know you know what time it is now. And it seems to be an evil time because so many people are doing so many wicked things. But God, you've got your day, hallelujah, of vengeance, Lord God. You're going to deal with the wicked. You're going to deal with the ungodly. You're going to deal with the prince of darkness. Yes, you will, hallelujah, glory be to God. But in the meantime, we bind up that wicked thing that's causing people, Lord God, to be deceived in Christ Jesus' name and making them think that they can just do anything they want to. Well, you didn't give life, so who told you you was authorized to take life? The devil is a liar. We pray, God, that the walls of deception are broken down, destroyed, and annihilated, Lord God. Because people have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, deceived into thinking that they can do what they're big enough and bad enough to do. But God, hallelujah, you got a day of vengeance to deal with the ungodly. And we pray the prayer, hallelujah, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. We pray that Lord God, that the plans of the ungodly comes to absolutely naught. And we pray that the enemy shall not get victory in Christ Jesus' name. But the born-again believers, Lord God, that trusting and standing on your word, glory be to God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. I eat that word. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God. Eat the word. It's good for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some things you cannot see, but if you just believe that you've gotten the word of God down on the inside, when stuff come, it's got to come against God's word. And the last time I checked, according to the word of God, God's word is going to stand. Glory be to God. So when sickness comes, it's got to fight against the word. And the word of God is going to be the winner. Glory be to God. We're in a fixed fight. Yes, we are. But if you don't say nothing about it, by God from heaven, Lord God, help us to learn to be like the centurion and say, Lord, just say the word and help us to realize the authority that you've given us. We can say the word. God, I thank you that my whole household shall be saved. My children shall be saved and delivered from the prince of the power of the air at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that your goodness and mercy travel with me everywhere I go. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God. It's time for the born-again believer to begin to say what the word of God. Stop being timid. Stop backing up and laying down and taking everything that the devil try to dish out to you. Hallelujah. You can either, hallelujah, begin to partake of that inheritance that you have as your birthright. Glory be to God. Once you receive Christ as your personal Savior, there's certain inheritance that belong to you today. Somebody's still waiting, dear Jesus, on when they get to heaven for certain things. They just think that they just got to go through hell and high water every day. Yes, I love that word where you say in Psalms 23, even though you walk through, and the key is you're going through, glory be to God. Hallelujah, the valley of the shadow of death. You don't have to fear any evil. Where the fear coming from? It's not from God. He's not giving us the spirit of fear, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil. For who? God is with us. God is with us. Glory be to God. God is with us. And he's more than the whole wide world against us. God, I pray for America this evening. I pray for our young people, Lord God. I pray for our people in positions of authority, Lord God. I pray for people everywhere. God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, as members of the body, servants of the Lord. Help us, Lord God, as people in positions of authority, begin to, Lord God, hear what the word of God says and say, Lord, I do agree with that word. I agree with you, Father God. God, I thank you that you care so much about us. You want us to get the message. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. Hallelujah. Hearing what? Not everything you can pick up on your YouTube. Hello, somebody. You can't listen to everything. You get faith cometh by hearing what? The word of God. We've got to hear the word of God, hallelujah, and get an agreement, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And ride this train, the train where the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is riding right along with you. Glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that a change is coming. I declare, decree, and proclaim it. All of this, Lord God, violence, Lord God, all of this, Lord God, deception, we pray that it is destroyed at the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I pray, God, hallelujah. I still remember, Lord God, the prayer. I pray cancer, a thing of the past, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, under control, and a thing of the past in the name of Jesus. No clogged arteries. No kidney stones or gallstones. I speak no aneurysm in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. No calcium builds up in the body in the name of Jesus. No blood clots in the name of Jesus. No circulation disorder or incontinence in the name of the God. I thank you for an excellent digestive system. Hallelujah, glory be. I thank you for a mind, hallelujah, to move, glory be to God. Move, glory be to God, in the vein of the Lord, hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing in this season. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, for meeting the need, hallelujah. Meeting the need. Those, Lord God, hallelujah, that walk upright shall not want any good thing because you're going to provide it. Because you are the provider. You own the cattle of a thought. You own everything. Hello, somebody. You give us the strength to work. Hallelujah. Mind to work. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And when somebody else think that they're trying to cheat us, God, you got them because you're going to bless us with more in Jesus' name. God, I pray that you, Lord God, know and you already see those, Lord God, that are struggling this evening with arthritis. A brother crying out about the arthritis in his knees and the pain in his back. God, I send forth the sword of the Spirit with your anointing. I don't need to help him, but there's others, Lord God, that's having trouble with pain because of arthritis. I send forth the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is your anointed word, to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, the bondage of sin, the bondage of sickness and disease, the bondage of the coronavirus and every symptom of it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for shortening the stay of those who contracted the coronavirus, Lord God. And thank you for their deliverance. And thank you for saving their lives in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, as servants of yours, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit of the living God has to say, and God, be swift to be in obedience with it. We pray, oh God, for this village over here, Lord God, where a lot of this shooting, we pray that this violence come to an end. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that your supernatural warring angels, Lord God, will stop the hands of this excess violence in the land. And yes, glory be to God, whatever we ask you, believing that we receive, we have it. Glory be to God. I have faith in you, Lord God. I learned as a little girl that you're big enough to do anything. Hallelujah. You said when the enemy comes in at a flood, you lift a standard. I pray a standard is lifted against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God, help us and help us. Help, Lord God, I pray against all this hatred and all this injustice, this bitterness in people's heart. God, help people know it's time to let some stuff go, because all you're doing is injuring your own self. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for your good people on this prayer line tonight. I pray for our families, Lord God. I pray for these teachers, Lord God, because it looks like, Lord God, they have become, Lord God, it's a hazardous duty pay just to be a teacher. I pray for them. I pray for our healthcare and medical staffs, our, Lord God, those that run swift to volunteer and to help others, Lord God. I pray for the special needs people, those who may be paraplegic or have missing limbs. Or, Lord God, I pray against these, Lord God, mental illnesses. Yes, glory be to God. The sword of the Spirit go forth and destroy the works of that demon of mental illness. In the, hey, God, I thank you that we can ask you anything, believing that we receive. God, I expect a great turnaround in this situation with mental illness in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, that that door that may have been open inadvertently, Lord God, that is closed to mental illness, that people will begin to see, oh, that's not right. What is this thought coming to me that says I ought to do this? The devil, you a liar. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to obey you, because I know right from wrong, because the Father God, hallelujah, I may not have a lot of sense, but I know I got enough sense to know that he created me to know the difference between good and evil, right and wrong, in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless your people on this line tonight. I pray for those, Lord God, who may not say a word. I pray that, Lord God, that you show yourself to them. Lord God, manifest yourself to them in such a way to let them know that, yes, you are the I am that I am, and you're going to do what you say. I bless, Lord God, every preacher, every minister on this line, every servant of yours, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that their needs are met, nothing missing, that nothing broken. God, we cover our whole bodies and selves with the whole armor of God, and we trust and stand on your promises. I love you, Father God. I thank you so much for Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I pray that your Holy Ghost would continue to intercede for us. Thank you for what you're doing. Some things we don't see. I thank you, Lord God, for the sword of the Spirit that's fighting, Lord God, whatever secret thing the enemy is trying to do secretly. Uncover it in the name of Jesus. Some people going to the doctor, they don't know what it is. Expose it, Lord God, and then deliver the person from it. And let the doctors know, yes, this was the act of God. In Jesus' name. God, I love you. I bless you. I praise you right now. So much more to pray about. I pray for our military, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that when this election coming up, June the 9th, that people, I think it's June the 9th, or the 14th, one of the two, but I'll find out. But, Father God, I pray that help us to realize that it's time to say something to our representatives about all of this. What you going to do about this? If you're not going to do it, get out that chair and let somebody else get in there that they can make some decisions, Lord God, that's going to be helpful to every person. In the name of Jesus, we pray against, Lord God, the darkness of people's mind. The enemy is telling people they can do whatever they want to, be whatever they want to. If you don't like who you are, you can change it. The devil is a liar. People have been deceived. God, I pray that wall is destroyed in the name of Jesus, that people may, and help us to know it's time for us to show the love, the genuine agape love of God. Hallelujah. But yet stand up for what's right. Father, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. Bless Minister BJ and her family, Lord God, every preacher, every servant on this line. I love you. I bless you. I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one on tonight, Pastor BJ and Minister Willette and those that may come behind me and pray. We touch and agree with each and every one on tonight. We just give honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask the Lord to forgive us for every sin and fault or thing that we have said or done. We thank him for how he have breathed on me this morning and gave me another chance to rise and see another beautiful day that I never seen before. Just thanking him for his grace and mercy. Just thank him for the love and kindness that he showed each and every hour and every minute. Just thanking him for his compassion, how he just has so much compassion on us. Just thanking him for protecting, protecting us in different areas and different ways in our life. Thank him for his Holy Spirit, his Holy Ghost. Oh, God, that power that can move and lead us and guide us. Thank him for the peace that passes all understanding that will keep our mind stayed on him. Thanking him for the joy, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, God, we thank you on today. We honor you. We appreciate you. We realize, God, if it had not been for you, where would we be today? We couldn't have made it. We couldn't have had or did anything if you hadn't just breathed on us and touched us with a finger of love and let us know that you still are concerned about our lives. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord. We thank you for the change of heart, God, the change of mind. And, oh, God, we thank you for the wisdom, God, the wisdom that you are giving your people, the knowledge and the discerning of the spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for letting us know that we can rely on you. We can look to you because your word said we can lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help. And we know that all our help comes from you today. We know that heaven and earth may pass away, but your word is going to stand. And that's what we need today is that word, to be able to eat that word, to be able to abide in the word like the word of God said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. And so, God, we just praise you right now, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for knowing that we can get into that word and let that word just get into us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness and in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just love you today, God. We just thank you, Lord God. We pray right now, Father God. We pray for those that's going through so much, it's so many different things happening in the world. But like the sister said, God knows it all. He knows every situation. There ain't nothing hid from him. There ain't a thing hid from him. He knows everything that go on. He know how to fix it. He know when to fix it and the way to fix it. So we can just rest in him. We can just rely on him because he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your way acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So God, help us to learn how to just lean on you, trust in you, and just give it all to you, God. Help us to just learn how to give it all to you. If we don't know how, just help us to learn, because we in a learning process. We in a process where we are trying to learn how to do the things that we're supposed to do. And so, God, we just pray right now. We pray, Lord God, for those that's stressed out today, stressed out with so many problems, so many different things. Don't know what to do. Don't know which way to turn. But, Lord, let them know, God, to turn to you. You are the answer. You are the answer for what they need. You are the one that they can come boldly to the throne, and they can find help, and that they can come and say, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. You are the one that we can do that. You are the one that we can rely on today. You are the one that we can seek and call on your name. And so glad that we know that all belongs to you. So glad that we know that you are my friend that stick it closer than a brother. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for the leaders of the world everywhere. We ask you to touch the leaders and, God, touch their hearts, touch their mind, that they will t- turn their minds around and realize God, that there is a God. So many people walking around. So many people walking around thinking they're walking around on their step, doing what they want to do, not realizing there is a God, not realizing there is a real God. So many think they are not a God, but one day, one of these days, they will see there is a God. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people will realize there is a real God, that God sent his son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we be saved. So thank God for the word of God saying John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us so much, he sent his son. And if he loved us that much, he loved us so much, he sent his son, Jesus Christ. And so, God, I just want to thank you, Lord God. I just give praises and honor to you. I just pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ as a whole. I pray, Lord God, for the youth, Lord God. So many young people are going through different things. So many, God, wants to live holy and live right. So many wants to do things right and don't know how to do it right, but they want to. Oh, God, help us to learn how to not to down our kids, and help us to learn how to talk to them, and learn how to the when they want to open up their mouth and talk and say things. Help us to learn how to just be quiet and listen to them and see what's in their spirit, see what's in their heart, see what they need to talk about. Help us not always be talking all the time and not listen to what they say. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us in this area, Lord God, because I found myself at one time of that. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will learn how to listen to our kids, listen to our grandkids, our great-grands, because they are the future. And they are going through some stuff that we probably never went through. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will just learn how to have an ear to hear what the Spirit say. And I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through sickness tonight, Lord. So many are in their body are sick, racking with pain. But we know that your word said, with your stripes, that we are already healed 2,000 years ago. We're not getting healed. We're already healed. So we thank you, Lord God, for the healing power in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, let us not be weary and well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You told us, God, that we can trust in you. You told us, God, that in John 6:37, all that the Father gives, he shall come to me, and him that come to me, I will in no wise cast him out. You said you wouldn't cast us out. And you also said in Matthew 11:28-30, you said, come unto me, all ye that are labor in our heavy later, and I will give you rest. You said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You want us to learn of you, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy. He said his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord God, and we bind up every spirit, every evil demon that tries to come and touch people's mind and touch their thoughts and touch their body in any way. We bind them spirits up in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now, because he has no authority. He has no authority over the body of Christ. He has no authority over those that's walking in your anointed power. He has no authority over us. We have the power. He don't have the power. We have the power. We just got to use it. We just got to use our power that we got in the name of Jesus. We just got to be able not to just be behind closed doors. We got to learn how to step out and use our power. Help us, Lord God. Help us in these areas that we fall short in, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you, Lord God, will look down on those, Lord God, that's in jail tonight. Touch those people, Lord. Touch them and let them realize, God, someone, why they there. That's why they're there. Help them to realize, God, they can get saved there too. They can be saved. Because they're in jail, they don't mean they can't get saved. You still can get saved. Wherever you're at, you still can receive Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for. God, we pray for those that's in the hospital, those that's in the nursing home. We ask you to look on those in the nursing home, God. We ask you to breathe on them, God. And, God, we pray that you touch that lady, that man, that girl, that boy that might have tubes in their throat right now. God, we ask you to raise them up, God, and give them another chance. Give them another chance, Lord God, that they can be able to come forward and be able to let somebody know that they know that their Savior lives, that he is a God that sits high and sees and knows all things. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We realize the word of God tells us in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, God, help us to learn how to seek you first. Help us to learn how to seek your face. Call on your name in the name of Jesus. And help us also, Lord God, to learn how to cast down those imaginations. And learn how to also, Lord God, where in 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. There's a lot of strongholds that need to be pulled down in these days and time in the name of Jesus. So, God, help us to use your name because there's power in the name of Jesus. We know we can use that word. It's the word that's going to help us to go through. It's a word that's going to help us to stand as we use that word and we bind up those devils, those spirits, those evil spirits, those unclean spirits, those spirits that's trying to take over the land. We bind those spirits up, the killing demon spirit. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus where people are being killed, oh God, in different places, in grocery stores, and school, the kids, the little kids, and stores and places where they go and different in movies and all these things that have already happened where there's so many that have lost their little ones where people have got killed. Lord, we pray for it, and we know you're the only one that can help us to overcome these things that's going on in the world. We pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will continue, Lord God, to strengthen your people. Help us all to walk in the way that you have us to walk. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Calling on your name, Lord. You said, Lord God, in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat his fruit. So we know there's death in life. We have to watch sometimes what we say. Sometimes we speak stuff, and we're speaking the wrong thing. We're speaking stuff on our own self. Help us to be alert of how we speak and open up our mouth and say the things that we have to say in the name of Jesus. So, God, we love you. We appreciate you. We give glory and honor, and we pray for all the prayer warriors on this line tonight. We pray for their family. We ask you to bless them all, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask a special prayer for Pastor Hubbard, God, and her family, God, that you will bless them. We ask a special prayer for Prophet Bird, God, that you'll continue to bless, God, and, Lord God, Sister Willette, God, and, oh, God, and Pastor Stem. We pray, Lord God, for them all, God, and Mother Alexander, Brother Black, Sister Rachel, God. We pray for those that have touched and agreed with me, Lord, on yesterday. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts 2:17 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. Father God, we thank you for your word. God, we know that we are living in the last days. And God, we believe and we are waiting forward to the men and women, the boys and girls that you're going to raise up in these last days, God, with signs and wonders. God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. God, we ask in the name of Jesus now that you look upon our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission. We ask in the name of Jesus that you cleanse us, God. Hallelujah. We ask in the name of Jesus that that mind that be in Christ Jesus also be in us. We ask you, Father God, that you use us in this day like never before, Father God. We know that there are all kinds of things that's going on because Satan is rapid, hot on our bohorsiki Monday, and he's doing all kinds of things. But according to your word, Father God, that as the enemy increase, also the power of God is going to increase. And his church is going to raise up like never before. So, Father God, we just want to say tonight, in spite of all the killing, in spite of all pestilence and diseases that's at rapid now, God, in spite of all the hatred, in spite of racism, in spite of everything that's going on, God, your church is going to rise up to the occasion, your body of Christ, because you said you was going to pour out your spirit. So, Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, as we stand together as your body, that body of Christ, as we stand together on one accord, we pray with one purpose, Father God, that our Lord Jesus Christ would come. But when he come, Father God, we are praying that the power and authority that you've given to your church, God, that you've given to your people, that we will walk out in your power and in your authority, that we will know who we are, Father God, and that your church will rise up one more time and get in place. According to Matthew 16:18-19, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of kingdom of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thy bind on earth shall be bind in heaven, and whatsoever thy loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. God, that is the assignment of the church. That is the power that you've given to your church, God. So help us to know who we are in these last days. Because as the enemy come in like a flood, hallelujah, that standard, God, is already raised. And God, the enemy, the prince of the air, he's at work like never before, dear God. He's destroying the young people. He's taking the mind of the old people, Father God. He's back and forth seeking who he can devour. But I thank you for the rock. I thank you for the rock. I thank you for your church, dear God, in Jesus' name, that we stand strong, standing as one now, in these last days. But most of all, God, I am praying for the boldness of the church, that we will not stand and be silent as we have in the past and just let the enemy come in and do whatever he wants to do. You've given us that power and authority. I'm asking you to put a word in the mouth of your prophets, Father God. holy, holy God. God, even as I listen to a young girl, Father God, hallelujah, speak about what she's going through. I know that there's a God. I know that you're at work, and that you're at work in the body of Christ, that you are doing supernatural things, Father God. So help us not to get disheartened. I know, God, our heart breaks for the things that we see. Our heart breaks, God, when we see little children just shot down, Father. Our hearts break when mothers begin to kill their children. Our hearts break, God. Hallelujah, when we see all of the stuff going on in the world. But you are our hope. You are our hope, God. Our hope is in you. And we walk in the power and authority that you have given us. We believe that we can pray and change some things, dear God. So I am praying for the body of Christ, that we will come together as one. God, I pray that you tear down all denominational obstacles, God, that stand in our way, that keep us divided and keep us parted. Because, God, together we do stand. Together we have power. One can put 1,000 to fight. Two can put 10,000. Just think about it. When we all get on one accord and begin to pray in spite of what we see, pray in spite of what we know, pray in spite of what's going on, dear God, knowing that our voices, that as our word come up, Father God, the atmosphere going to have to change in Jesus' name, because you said it. On this rock, I will build my church. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you that in the midst of everything, that we're going to rise up and we're going to see change happen in the precious name of Jesus. God, we pray for this nation. We pray that we will come together as one. We pray, Father God, even as we reach out to other nations, I thank you for a nation that helped other nations all over the country. But, God, help us not to forget about home. Help us not to forget about the destitute and the poor, those folks without home. Help us, Father God, to stand as one in this nation, so that then we can reach out to other nations. Because, God, I don't care what we do. I don't care how much money we spend, how many resources. We got to have love because you commanded us to do it. You commanded us to love one another as you love us. And, God, as we reach out to other nations and countries and all over the world, but we hate our neighbor simply because of the color of his skin. God, is something wrong with that. So I ask in Jesus' name, God, that you bring us all together as one, regardless of creed or color, nationality, or any other thing, God, that we can come together in love and see real change happen. Because, God, as we're standing around doing nothing, the youth is being pulled away, and a lot of them, God, being put in sex slavery, and we're silent. God, as we're silent, there are children right now on that internet, and they're becoming prey to some old man that's pretending to be somebody else. Oh, God, help us. Bring us into that place, God, where your knowledge will increase. And I'm not talking about in electronics and all of that stuff, but the knowledge of who you are that will permeate throughout the United States of America, Father God, so that we can begin to come against evil. And I'm not talking about against the evil that we can see, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, God. rulers of the darkness of this world, Satan is just having a field day. Because every thought don't come from you. It comes from somebody. And we got to know it's coming from Satan. So, God, I am praying for each household that they take authority over their household, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Stop fighting against the children and husband against wives and parents against their children. But, God, we got to know that we got to stand and come together over a bigger enemy than that, and his name is Satan. God, he's bringing chaos, and we are standing by as if we was helpless. But you've already given us power and authority. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for your church. And I thank you, God, that during this age of intensifying spiritual warfare, we pray that the church will enter into your promise that the gate of hell will never be able to prevail against it. I ask that the influence of the power of darkness against the church in America be broken and destroyed. Strengthen your church in America and around the world so that we will be effective, God, going and teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Through your Spirit, God, we are enabled to teach people to observe your commandments. God, unless we know, what will we do? We are coming against the commandments of God. And we ask you, God, for wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge to the pastor, the church, the leaders, the president, and everybody in power of authority, God, that we would know who we are and know who the real enemy is. Oh, God, help us to understand and know that we don't fight against flesh and blood. And all of this stuff that's going on, they're being influenced by the powers of darkness. And God, we do lift up to you, especially those families in America who have lost their children or family members, God, because of the laws that we're still fighting against with these guns. God, with everything that's happening, America still won't wake up. They still believe that everybody should have them. It don't matter whether you're crazy or what else is going on. Wake us up, God. Wake us up and help us to know that even a gun in the hands of a child, heard about that today, innocent, but the life is still lost. God, give us wisdom. Show us how to go in and how to go out. God, we need the Spirit of the living God living in us. We need a new revelation. We need a revival, God, throughout this world to bring us back to a place of truth, a place of justice, and a place of love. So, God, we're praying for people throughout this world, God, to get a hold to the fact that Jesus is Lord. Because, God, it will change hearts. It will turn us around. It will make us better people. It would help us to love. Without that spirit of the living God living in us, we're walking around dead and don't know it. So, Father, we're asking for change. And only you can change a man's heart. We can bring in all laws and do whatever else we want. But until people have that made up mind that I'm going to keep the commandments of God, I'm going to love my enemy, I'm going to do good to my friends, I'm going to love people just like I love myself and the same way that I love God. God, once we get to that place, we will have a better place. And things won't change just because laws change. they will change when our hearts change. So, Father, we are praying for a revival throughout this world, dear God. And I want to thank you for all prayers that have gone forth. God, we've had some mighty prayers to go forth tonight. And I'm just going to come in agreement with those prayers, Father God. Because I believe not one word, God, that left their mouths will come back void. And it's going to accomplish what they sent it out to do. So I'm just asking you, Father God, to strengthen us as a people. I'm asking you to lead, God, and direct us, God, in the path that we need to go. Because we need you, Father. We need you like never before. We need your instructions. We need to get that wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Because without you, God, we are literally lost. And I mean that both physically and spiritually. So, God, as we come to your throne of grace tonight and we ask you for mercy, I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to change us, God, into your image. That image has nothing to do with our outer appearance, but that image is who we are in the inside. As our outside line up with the word of God. Because, God, that's why people are doing what they're doing, because they don't know who they are. They think they are who they are when they look in the mirror. A man may look in the mirror and see a woman. A woman might look in the mirror and see a man. And they are confused because they're trying to line up with what they see. But until they line up with who you say they are, we will never get in that place where you want us to be, and we'll always be seeking and never find. So, Father God, I pray for your people now all over the world that we will come back to our first love, that is the creator of heaven and earth, the one who made us, the one who breathed the breath of life into us, and we all became men and women, but most of all, we all became human beings, God, and help us to love one another with that accord. Thank you for the prayer warriors again tonight, God. We thank you for allowing us this time just to come before you and make our requests made known to you. So, Father, I thank you tonight because I'm just in awe of what you're doing behind the scenes that we don't even see and that we don't even know. But I know that you are alive and well, and I know that you got control. It may look that everything is out of control, but you are still God. You still rule and you still reign. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight for your love, because you loved us so much that you gave your son. Your son gave his life that we might have life. We love you. We thank you and we praise you and we lift you high. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. After Pastor Sims pray, praise the Lord. We have Mother Alexander and Brother Black. We thank God. Glory to God for the anointing and power of prayer thus far.
Yes, we give you honor and praises tonight to Almighty God. All of these wonderful, anointed prayers that have gone up, I just believe and I just wish that it could be broadcast over the airways into all the big, large cities that the people could hear this word and realize that Jesus is the answer for the world today, no matter what's going on. It started with Pastor BJ when she opened up, the anointing just fell and came on Sister Willette, Sister McCormick, Prophetess Bird. Lord, we just thank you for these vessels that you've used here tonight, Father. And just, Father, just let that word just, you said it, that it's spirit and it's life. And it is, Lord. Just help, Lord, and bless all those that are on the line, all the prayer warriors, all of the people in the fivefold ministry. everybody, even if it's a little child that's listening, Lord, just send your anointing down on them, because you are the Word, and you told us in your Word that there's nothing impossible for you. And we look, Father, they've gone over, and I try not to be redundant, but they've talked, all of the prayer warriors already have talked about all of the things that's going on in the world, all the tragic things, and all of them came to the same conclusion, that Jesus is able to turn it around. He's able to fix whatever is broken. And he calls us tonight. We're busy a lot of times just looking to his hands. What can you give me? What can I have? But he calls us to look to his heart. And Father, to really, really get to know him. And you know, we know that you can have as much of Jesus as you want, but he will not break in on you. You have to come to him and listen at his word. We have, it seems to be a mammoth attack on the Christian community, the warriors, the people of God. And Father, we come, we're asking you, Father, we know that every disease, every illness, anything that can come upon you, that God is able to heal. In fact, he has already healed you. And he says in his word, he has. He's already. But you have to have faith and the patience to hold on and wait. And one of the warriors said, we ask for wisdom. And so, Father, we ask that you teach us how to use the wisdom and the knowledge that you give us, Father, not looking back or asking. When you hear him speak, act on his word. Don't let this window of opportunity pass you by, because he is the answer. And if you seek him, he said, seek, you shall find. Knock on that door, and it shall be open. Father, we pray tonight for all of the children, all of the bereaved families. Father, we pray for all the sicknesses and the diseases in this world that fall upon you, Lord. We pray for heart trouble. We pray for kidney trouble. We pray for this new disease with this monkeypox and everything that they say is out. We pray, Father God, that you turn them around and send them back to the pits from which they came. We come against the demon of bowel problems, constipation, hernias, all those kind of things, Father. Anything that's not like you, we pray, Father, and we ask you to give us the strength to hold on, believe, have faith and patience that you will work it out. You can't do this by yourself. And that we not look at what's natural. Yes, we have facts, and then we have truth. The truth is God's word. The facts may be that you have this according to the medical people, but God said, hallelujah, yes. He said in his word that he is able, and he is your shepherd. He's watching over us day by day. And even in Psalms 91, it's you under the shadow of his wings. That's what he said. And if you're that close to him and you're under his wings, he's watching over you. He's there. He has not left you, even though it might feel like he's gone, but he hasn't. That's the time, as the poem says, that he was carrying you. He has not left you alone. But if you just listen to his word, depend on him. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. I take my blood pressure sometimes in the morning, and it may be way up there, but I put in a disclaimer right there. I said, this is not my blood pressure. My blood pressure is 120 over 80, and that's what it is. I'm not claiming this. And that's what you got to do. You got to stand on the word. He said, and I believe it. Father, we love you, and we ask you to teach us to love you more. Just with all of our heart, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on what you know. Some of the worst financial trouble and trouble I've gotten into with myself is leaning on what I thought I knew. But trust God and ask him, wait. And the Bible says he'll give you direction. But wait on the Lord. And it is while you wait, he said, be of good cheer, because he has overcome the world. We sit around and a lot of times we complain, murmur, and grumble a lot. And maybe you might think you have cause, but the Bible says, look here, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You can't have the joy of the Lord burdened down and bent down and full of worry and doubt. You have to lean on him. Let him know you trust him. And he'll provide and supply that what you need. People are running scared all over the place. I had a, you know, just they're just running scared. We're not gonna be able to do this. We're not gonna be able to do that. But your word said, 23rd Psalm. He said, you are our shepherd. And if we follow you, you would do just what you said. He is not a man that he should lie. And we just come to you tonight and we ask everybody just to trust on him. Spend a little bit more time in the word. Spend a little bit more time before him trying to learn of him. Yeah, because he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So come to him believing and having faith and watch him work. Watch him work. Watch him work. He'll work it out in your life. You'll be skipping and laughing and smiling and don't know what's going on with you. Why am I so happy? You're happy because you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and his spirit lives within you. And you can believe what he says because he's not a liar. We give him honor and praises tonight. We pray for bereaved families everywhere. We pray for those people, young and old, that are caught up in that sex trafficking thing, Father. We ask you, Father God, to put, oh, Lord, put condemnation on all those people that are doing these things, that they would turn around, go the other way, come toward you, Lord God, and acknowledge that you are their Savior and their Lord. Father, we love you. We just honor you. We give you grace. We give you glory, Father. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. We thank you for renewed strength. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Day by day, if you come to him and ask him, and then in Lamentations, he says, he gives you new mercies, because the old mercies of yesterday may not be sufficient. So every morning he gives you new mercy. And Father, we praise your name. You hadn't left anything, all things you made and you've given unto us. You kept nothing from us, even your only begotten Son, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what your word says. Father, teach us your ways. Teach us to wait patiently until you come, because you come. And we know you're our Father. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come into this group with these anointed prayer warriors and these people of yours, your people, Lord, and ask these, send up these petitions before you, Lord, looking things to come to pass. Father, we give you grace, we give you honor, we give you glory, we praise you, we honor you, we lift you up, Father, because you're worthy. Alpha and Omega. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. And Father, we ask all these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
thank
Lord
you.
God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. But I just come before you to thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace, Lord. Thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. As we come interceding for brothers and sisters, those who know, those who don't know, we're still standing in the gap for them all, Lord Jesus. For our sons and daughters of grands and great-grands, oh God, have mercy. Father, we know that you said in your word, if we pray. And, Lord, we believe in prayers, Lord God, because we know you is the answer, Heavenly Father, and nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. According to the promises, Lord, you said whatever we bind on earth, He's binding heaven. So we're binding up the works of the enemy right now that come against our children, Lord. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we claim that authority because your word said, Father God, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Help your people to know who they are, Lord God, and stand faithful, Lord, because you said it, Lord. We believe it. Because you are the Lord of heal and you are the Lord that deliver. There is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, your promise is said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, because if you said it, we don't need to question. Receive it because you're a God that answers prayer. You're a God that your word said it, it cannot be void. Help us to learn how to stand, Father God, and know that the enemy shall not have dominion in our life nor in our children's life. Binding up the works of the enemy has no authority. Sickness and disease shall not have authority over our body. Your word said, Lord God, that you will. Your word is what we're standing on, Heavenly Father. Because your promises tell us, Lord, that you take away sickness from the midst of us. Help us to believe and to stand faithful. Bind up the work of the enemy that brings sickness and disease to the body. But we will not receive it in the name of Jesus. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs in Jesus' name. Because, Father, your word tells us by your stripes we were healed. And your promises to us, Lord, that you take away all sickness. Help us to stand strong and believe it by faith that it's got to cease in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, your promise is sure, Lord. So when we lift up our eyes unto the hill and call on you, Lord God, we know where our help comes from. Because you's not a man that you's lie, Father God. If you said it in the name of Jesus, we receive it and we believe it, Lord God. Bind up the works of the enemy that come against sisters' mind, Lord God. Because you gave us a sound mind, Heavenly Father. We will not receive nothing else. A sound mind and love, Lord God. You gave us these things. Help us to hold on to what you gave us, regardless what we see going on in this world. Because, Lord, you are the out to finish up all things. What you don't want to go on, we know if we stand faithful, calling on the name of Jesus, he hear us. And something got to change because your promises never fail, Heavenly Father. You gave us the power and the authority here on earth, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, regardless what goes on in this world. We know who we are, and we know that your promises cannot fail. We will not allow nothing to shake our faith in the Word of God, nor in the Lord Jesus Christ. You brought us this far, Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for mercy and grace. We thank you for the dominion and the authority that was given to us, Lord God. This foul spirit of sickness and disease, aches and pain, got to loose in the name of Jesus. Because your word is what we standing on, Lord God. Your promises is what we stand on, Lord God. If you said it, Father God, we believe. We believe it, Heavenly Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Continue to stand faithful on your word, Heavenly Father, because there is no other way, Lord God. Not for me, Lord Jesus. No other way for us, Lord. Because we know you is not a man that you're going to lie. You tell us you'll never leave us, Lord. We believe it. We believe it by faith that we were never alone. You's always with us. And Lord, we come against this foul spirit of disease that rises head up in the land. But we know, Father God, that you stop anything. Nothing is hard for you to do. And so, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to continue to cleanse the land in the name of Jesus. Because we know you can, Heavenly Father, and I know you will. Because your word said ask. And believe when we ask. And your promises to us, Lord, if we pray. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Your word is what we stand in, Heavenly Father, because we know you is not a man that you could lie, Heavenly Father. If you said it, help us to stand strong and believe it, no matter what the situation look like, knowing that you are the only way, Lord God. We serve the one and only living God. There is no other. And, Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for how good you've been to us, Father God. Putting shelter over our head, Lord God, food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to cleanse the water for us, Lord God. Father, you know what is going on with this water, but we know that you're a God that takes care of your people, Lord God. So we bind the works of the enemy. We will not have authority in our life. He cannot have authority. Help us to stand strong, Lord God, and bind up these things in the name of Jesus. Heart disease, aches, and pain. We know, Lord, that you said if we pray. And according to your word, Lord God, you tell us in your word, you will take away sickness and disease from the midst of us. And Father God, you is not a man that you should lie. If you said it, Lord, help us to stand faithful and believe. We bind up the words of the enemy that come against the body of Christ, Lord God. Touch the people, Lord God, and they step out, Lord God. Start revival, Lord God, in this fear. According to Sister Ten about this fear, this is, should not be with the people of God. Fear, running here, running there. I can't go here and I can't do this. But Father, you see it all, Heavenly Father. And we are standing on the prayer line, Lord God, claiming a victory in the name of Jesus because you gave us that victory. And Father God, thank you, merciful Father. Thank you for answering our prayer. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for taking care of our grands and great-grands, Heavenly Father, because you see what's going on with the youth today. But we bind up the works of the enemy that come against the mind. Oh, Father God, touch your church, Lord. They need a rude awakening, Father God. Sleeping, and they have the authority to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen us, Father God. For, Lord, your promises is what you stand on. Oh, Father God, have mercy on each and every one of us, Lord, that we continue to stand boldly and don't give the enemy no place. In the mighty name of Jesus. For he shall not have authority over our kids, over the kids of our brothers and sisters. And Lord God, those that is in authority, Heavenly Father, have mercy on the president and the vice president. Let them be bold, Lord God, and do what you want them to do by calling on your name, Lord, and asking you, Lord, for direction. Because, Lord, you see everything that goes on here and heard. Nothing is new to you. Help us, Lord. Help us to continue to stand, continue to pray strong. And know that when we pray, we move mountain. Help us, Lord God, because your word gave us authority. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Brother Black, are you there? Praise the Lord.
Brother Black, evidently he must have went silent again. All right, I'm going to ask, praise the Lord. Let me take him off right now real quick since he's not available. Praise your name, Jesus. We bless you and honor you. And thank you, glory to God, for your loving kindness. Pray, glory to God, that you're, let's see, 69. All right. There she is. Praise the Lord. She didn't expect to, but I'm going to have to ask her to fill in for a moment. Elder Evangelist Noah, would you give us a little short prayer? Our other brother's not available. All advances known. Well, she might have hers on the silent. Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you tonight. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, then. Give us a little short prayer. Praise God.
Father God, I thank you, dear God. Oh, Father God, I come before you, Lord God. Humble, oh God, as I know how, oh God. Coming before you, Father God, saying thank you for the many blessings that you have stored up on us, oh God. Father God, and thank you, Lord God, that you have never left us, oh God. Father God, even Lord God, through all the trials and things that go through, Father, still can call on the name of Jesus. But realize, Lord, there is power in the name of Jesus. There's healing, oh God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. Most of all, God, our nation needs a healing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we're calling on you, oh God, for all might in heaven and earth to stand bow down before you, God. Calling on you, oh God, for our people today, oh God. Lord God, we realize, Father God, because if we don't, God, surrender unto you, oh God, we don't know, Lord God, what can become of us, oh God. Father God, we just ask you right now, Lord God, to remove in our behalf, oh God. Move upon your people, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against this murdering demon that's going to and fro through the earth. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to draw one to another, oh God. Father God, help us, Lord God, to show more love, oh God. And Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Because, Father, we know, God, that as you look down, oh God, it's worse now than it ever been before. But, God, we still have an opportunity to call on your holy and mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, oh God, that, Lord God, that your word, Father God, as we pray out of our mouth, oh God, and the meditation of our heart, Lord God, will always be found to be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer, Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, God, that we concentrate our life day by day, oh Lord. Help us, Lord God, to make us anew inside and out, oh Heavenly Father. Please, Lord, we need you to be the ruler over our heart, dear God. I am, Lord God, nothing without you, Lord God. Without your spirit guiding us from one day to another. Within us, oh God, shine through us. Oh, Lord, and man, they see the love, oh, God, within our hearts, oh, God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, with those times, oh, God, when we allow ourselves to be selfish, pride, oh, God, to get in our way. Oh, Father God, showing, oh, God, our love for others, oh, God. Lord, let us, oh, God, know that the joy that comes, Father God, from following the example of you, Lord Jesus. Christ Jesus, right now, Lord God, as we store the seed of love and peace wherever we go, oh God. Father God, we have got slack in love, oh God. But God, we're calling on you this afternoon, Lord God. We're making a sound towards heaven, oh God. Oh God, we're praying and crying out, Lord God, that a revival will break out in all four corners of this world, oh God. Oh God, that we come, oh God, with, oh God. Oh God, that we break up the foul demon that runneth to and fro through this earth, oh God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to make our word a blessing rather than, Lord God, a burden, oh Father. Father God, grace our tongue, oh God, with the ability to speak wisely, oh God, and conceited, oh God. No, God, never being bored. Help us, Lord God, to be, Lord God, ever mindful of the things, oh God, that others, oh God, do or might say, oh God. Help us, Lord God, to share our own, God.
cherubim, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, right now, Lord, for kind word, oh, Father God, we rely that it can do so much, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to know, Father, when we say a kind word, oh, God, we offer up a compliment, oh, God. Oh, God, and let us, oh, God, know, oh, God, that our words, oh, God, that be a joy, oh, God, to those, oh, God, that have not had a kind word around them, oh, God. Father God, help us to grace our speech, oh, God, with the light of your love, oh, God. Father God, help us, Lord God, to draw our young people unto us, oh, God. Show them more love, oh, God. Father God, give them more compliments, oh, God. Help them, Lord God. Be able, Lord God, not to be in a rush, oh, God. Take time to listen, oh, God. Because, Father, they do have something to say. It may not sound like nothing to us, oh, God. But, God, it can turn around a wafer's heart, oh, God. Father God, help us, Lord God, to come together on one accord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, it's so hard, Lord God, to, Lord God, to see, Lord God, the little ones, oh, God, that's graining, oh, God, help us, Lord God, to keep our eyes, oh, Father, on the upward, oh, God, that's ahead of us, oh, God. Let us, Lord God, knowing, oh, God, that you are still by our side, oh, God. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to get on one accord, oh, God. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, to continue let the prayer go out through the airways, oh, God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that there's a spirit out there, God, oh, God, because, Father God, man, they want to get in the phone lines. They want to do corruption, oh, God, because they refuse. They don't want, Lord God, to hear nothing about you, oh, God. Oh, God, but we let them know, never know, that his time is limited. Because, Father, we're going to call on your name. We're going to ask, Father God, for your divine help, oh, God. Father God, we're going to take time, oh, God, to pray more and talk less. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, we praise your name. We give you honor. We praise you, God, because, Father, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Father God, and we thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, God, we need to right now, Lord God. Father God, we can even start, Father God, with a family, oh, God. Having, Lord God, a little family prayer, God. Oh, God, because, Lord God, we know, Jesus, that there is power in the name of Jesus. Father God, because, Lord God, we're working to train up a child in the way it should go, God, and not depart from here. Oh, God, it may get wearied off the track, God, but God, it can bring them back in, oh, God. Father God, because, Lord God, there's just so much going on, God. Oh, God, we can spot everything that's coming about. It's in the president. It's in the Senate. It's in this house. It's, what about it in our house? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you right now, God. Thank you, Father God. We ask you right now, Lord God, just even stir us up, oh, God. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, Father God, and we thank you for the ones, oh, God, that are calling on their life, oh, God, who's standing up, Lord God, imagine with the devil, oh, God. Let him know, God, that he has no place here, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your name, oh, God. Just thank you for an opportunity, God, to come before you this evening, oh, God. Father God, we thank you, God, because there is no answer apart from you, Lord God. Almighty God, oh, Father, in every situation, God, both good and bad, God, you are our strength and our hope. You are everything, to be within us in everything, God, that we do. Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity, God. Thank you, Lord God, for our prayer partners, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for sending up a family unto you, God. Believing, Father, by faith, Lord, that a change is coming, Lord God. Pray, God, that Almighty, Lord God, learn to walk carefully, God, in every step, oh God, that we walk in Jesus Christ, oh God. Almighty God, grant us, Lord God, oh God, grant us that we might be, oh God, loving to you, Lord God, your truth in all ways, oh God. Father, be with us, oh God. Be with us, oh God, to shine your light through our life, oh God, that others may see your good work and your greatness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your
thank
name,
you,
Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for all those that are praying tonight. Then such power and anointing. We give God glory. We're going to pray. Thank you so much, God, for touching our hearts and giving us that determination to pray and seek your face. Thank you for those that have opened up their hearts to hear the Lord and the time that they spend before God so that way he can be able to use them to pour back out into the body in the name of you. Before I request for the prayer warriors, anybody on the line that have a prayer request, I'm asking Pastor Bernice, is there anything she needs to say on the Lord before we go ahead and take those requests?
No.
Well, Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory for bringing us together to walk in the love of God, to walk in the forgiveness, walk in the peace of God. We pray right now and thank you, Lord God, for teaching us your will and your way. As we come in your presence, forgive us for every offense. As we seek your face, we pray and thank you for even the last evangelist that spoke. Glory to God, evangelist, know that even in the midst of her coming through COVID, even though it's not all the way out of her system, we thank God for her opening her heart to be able to pray and deny that flesh. Glory to God, and let the Spirit of the Lord have it. Thank you for total deliverance, every bit of residue come out of her. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you tonight, God. I bless you for your word. Thank you for your promise, God. We pray for Alicia and Archie on the road now, still on their road to California. You still got some hours yet to go. We don't know what time of morning it will be, but praying to God for protection and shield and blood covering, even though it was a slight little incident that happened with the vehicle. Thank you, glory to God. There will be no harm or danger, and they will get to their destination safely. Pray, glory to God, for Carmelita, Imani, and Brian. Glory to God, and even some things, glory to God. We pray that you continue to bless and answer and move on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for Apostle Burton's granddaughter, Justice, that God to continue to bless that God, that she's out from up under the respirator. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for her for continued progress in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Pori tonight, God, that you're blessing her. Thank you for God touching her body for that miracle that was taking place yesterday. We bind Satan up in all the little cohorts of God, what God did in her. God, it was for your glory and honor. Pray for her mom and auntie and her grandmom. Pray that you continue to bless and strengthen them. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood covering over that young lady of the greater things yet to come out of her. Thank you, Lord God, for the ministry in that young baby. God, we just thank you, Lord God, as a common leader and ask requests for her pastor, Pastor McGuire, Overseer McGuire, and also Dr. McGuire. They had a death in the church from one somebody they were very close to, and so much is going on. They're tired and weary, and she had to have an operation soon. But, God, she asked for a special prayer because they took it pretty hard with some things that are going on for many, many years. They've been close to this person's child, Robert, she got that got killed. So we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen them, encourage them. We're not made of iron, and even with iron, glory to God, with enough heat, glory to God, apply it to it, it can bend. So we pray you touch and give wisdom and strength to them, those families as well, God. And so many prayers already gone forth for some of the things we done heard on the news, God, so we continue to pray for that.
So, God, we just thank you so much. Pray for these prayer warriors on this line and the prayer warriors around the globe. So many things we stand in the gap for, but help us to turn those burdens back to you, God. Help us to stand in faith, stand on your word, take authority, bind it, loose and curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy. Not allow it to get in our minds, to get in our spirit. But when we do, glory to God, come to heaviness, you say, cast every care back to you. And all you that are labored in heaven, come to you. So help us come to you and give it to you. Help us to speak life into the situations around us, even though grief and sorrow is there, but not to allow it to take over. And the people that we pray and seek your face for, God, we bless you today. And we call our peace and joy back in Jesus' name. God, I bless. Any prayer requests now, we'll go ahead and take those. Just wanted to put those prayers out, glory to God, because I know there were quite a few in the name of Jesus. So we'll take your requests
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Praise God.
All right, Mother Elsa.
Hello, praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
It's altar.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I need prayers for myself. I can't walk. My right leg has pain from the knee to the thigh. I just tie it. I cannot walk. It's so painful.
Praise God.
We're
going to take these quickly. So I'm going to ask you to, Mother, Willette, would you take that prayer request for mothers? We're going to have to, we got some more behind this, so we have to be brief, but would you target that prayer for Mother Elsa?
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, thank you so much, Lord God, that every situation that we face concerns you, so we lift up Sister Elsa, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that healing belongs to your people. So we pray, Father God, hallelujah, that you would touch her body, hallelujah, where that's causing or interfering with her ability to walk and get around. We bind that demon of affliction up right now at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Jesus, that you've already covered her. Hallelujah. You've already, hallelujah, got her victory for her ability to walk. You want us to be in the fullness of health. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that the sword of the Spirit be released in her body, that anointed word, hallelujah, to release, hallelujah, supernatural miracle-working healing power in her body. And whatever is interfering with her ability to walk, we bind it up in Jesus' name, and we release the sword of the Spirit, your word, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, where you sent your word. Touch, heal, set free, and save in Jesus' name. And we give you name to praise. We thank you, God, that we pray to you, Father, in Jesus' name with expectation, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. I receive. Thank you.
Okay. Pastor Bird, are you still on the line?
Eating, Pastor.
Okay, I'll take it. I will just, in the meantime, just take it. Y'all all pray for Pori. My mother's on the other line. Teresa is saying that Mother McCormick's daughter, granddaughter, was saying that she having pains in her chest, child pains in her chest, but she also having pains from the injury from her head. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we stand on your word right now. We know the devil is a lie. We know prayer has gone up for her yesterday and gone up for today. But whatever this enemy has attacked with, we bind him up. Glory to God for coming against her body. Anything that he's trying to pull down to cause depression, oppression, or cause any complications in her body or any anxiety, we plead the blood of Jesus. Anything else going on behind the scene, God, you know the body. You've seen the inside and the outside because you created it. So we take authority over Satan and all his cohorts that it was not be no trauma coming up against her heart, her lungs, her body, her head, her brain, or whatever else in the operation in her body. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak life and health and wholeness to this baby in the name of Jesus. We command, go without that pressure to lift anything going on in her heart, into her chest, to lift any anxiety, any glory to God, any other pain from the trauma, from the fall. We bind it up and loose it from his assignment. And God, I pray right now, God, for the leader. receiving from the mother, that you will bless her, glory, to give the wisdom. If she needs to be checked again, glory to God, then so be it. Ah, God, but I pray no anxiety to come against her, no fears, that you will strengthen her and bless her while she's standing. Pray for the dad, too, as well. We just pray, glory to God, that you protect and continue to seal the baby, glory to God, and have your blood covering over her life. And, God, I pray, glory to God, that you'll be a miraculous move of God in her life, glory to God, in spite of what the enemy's trying to do. You're going to prove yourself. So I thank you for the healing. I thank you, Lord God, you said by your stripes we will heal. And I thank you, Lord God, for proving yourself in that vessel and that she will be raised up to do great and mighty things for the Lord without any hindrances. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. We're going to pray and still continue to pray throughout the night and continue. But as the Lord blesses, it doesn't subside and God give you wisdom of what you need to do, then believe in God for her. In Jesus' name, that God will bless and lift that. Glory to God, in Jesus' name. Amen. When they did her, when they did test yesterday, did they do the CT scan and what did they do? Just physically check her, or what did they do?
They physically checked her, and they didn't do a CT scan or anything. They said her chest was hurting, and I told them that her chest was hurting.
Oh, was hurting yesterday too?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, does she have an appointment with her doctor tomorrow?
They want me to set up an appointment for an OBGYN.
Well, you need to check about those other things that's bothering her. That appointment is definitely necessary. But if not, then you just take that baby where she needs to be if she don't get any relief. But we believe in God. But in the meantime, we'll cover all the bases and believe God for it. So how, if you had it from yesterday, I didn't know that anything about a chest hurt. I guess that didn't come out with all the miracle-working things that what God was revealing and saying yesterday. But we're just going to believe the Lord, not forgive any fears, but God bless. Even when Jesus healed people, he'd turn back around and say, go show yourself to the priest. All they're doing is confirming the blessing, the healing, the deliverance, or whatever. So if it need be, and he uses doctors, Luke was a doctor. So you're the parent, as the Lord bless. And if your baby in pain like that and his vengeance yesterday, just in the next couple of hours, just see how she's feeling. And if sometime tomorrow, just get her checked out. All right, then. Anyone else for prayer? Yes, that's Pastor Bird.
I just want to say something to the mother. If she hit her head hard enough to be black and in and out like that, they should have done a scan or something on her head.
Yes.
So make sure that you watch her good tonight. Because usually they'll tell you don't even sleep, to be watching them while they sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you think you need to, you need to let them know that she actually blacked out during the time that she hit her head. They should have done a scan or something.
Well, but, I thought they did. Mm-hmm.
We believe in God that all there, but just sort of keep an eye on her.
Okay.
All right. The rest is not for no fear to come over you, but just wisdom being spoken. So, like you said, even tonight you check her out, but definitely tomorrow I would get in some kind of appointment, or either if nobody, her regular doctor don't want to see her, you always got to be able to go to the emergency room and just asking the Lord to just bless that, you want your baby to be safe and be fine. So we just asking the Lord to bless and touch and heal and deliver. And pray continued peace upon y'all and angels being kept, and send his minister and angels to y'all folks as well. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Is there any other prayer request before we close?
Praise the Lord. Sister Hubbard and Pastor Bird, I thank y'all so much. I just thank y'all so much for just, I know that God is have deal with y'all to do all this, but I just thank God for all the prayer, all of you for just touching and agreeing with my daughter and my granddaughter. I really do, from the depths of my heart. I thank God for you. I really do. Thank God.
We give God the glory. We'll help us one to another. Praise God. Thank God again for the power of prayer, because I knew every one of you all know tonight just God blesses every time we pray, but it was such a powerful anointing and the one accordness and even all this tragic stuff that's going on, but also the great mighty God that we serve doing all these great and mighty things still yet, and we want to focus on that, but he told us to pray without ceasing. And so in the meantime, we are to pray for man's heart to change, but even in anything, glory that God want order in our lives. Our order is with the sun, the moon, and stars. They have order. Glory to God. God want order in our lives and everything. So in things that we have to pray for the praise of the man's heart, and also for the order to change, even in the things that need to change, even against some of these laws. That's why we vote to do this, that, and the other, and we take up time to put people in office that will make some changes. But in the meantime, we trust God. So we're praying for man's heart to change, and we also change for some of these laws to change. But it's so that way, when they take away some of this, it won't be so easy for them to have access to do some of the things they're doing. But we still know there's other avenues that the enemy will use. But it's not impossible. Nothing's impossible for God. Glory to God. He blessed the Lord even when Abraham prayed, glory to God, for Lot or anybody over there, glory to God, in Sodom. He was not, glory to God, destroyed if there had been such a many. But glory to God, he still brought some lives out. And glory to God, many things that we pray about, we done saw miracles when the doctors done said it's over. So we know God can do this thing too as well. But we want to cancel the assignment of this devil that's taken out so many of our youth because of the things that God's going to do in them. And I firmly believe that he's going to do great and mighty things in them, and he knows it. And so he started from the beginning, back with Moses, back there in Jesus, back into others, glory to God. So we know this is M.O. But nevertheless, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We stand on his word in faith, and even when our heart gets broken, we know that he came to bind the brokenhearted, set the captive free, casting all these cares back to him and calling back the joy and the peace and the empowerment that God has given us to walk in so we can have an impact on those lives that's around us, as well as we stand with one another and stand on his word and continue to cover ourselves, our families, our church family, and continue, glory to God, to believe God by faith. God is getting ready to move in a miraculous way. Great things is on the horizon in spite of what we hear and see. So I just pray God's blessings upon you. It's alone, and I'm not sure yet about the 12th, but right now, if I have to come on and cancel, then so be it, but I'm not sure yet about our next Sunday yet, but I'll definitely go over to God. We'll try to get the thing lined up for whatever we have for the next ministers for the next couple of months and get back with you. But in the meantime, we're just going to walk everything out by faith. Pray over to God for Pastor Burton's anniversary, that God continue to bless, touching her body, strengthen her, and encouraging her, and also bless over to God for the word that will come forth, that it will change lives and transport others. Glory to God, is on the 10th and the 12th, glory to God, in Columbia, South Carolina. So we know her family done went through a lot, but she's still standing on the word, still preaching and teaching, and still going through sometimes with her body. But glory to God, we just pray this to be a marvelous, wonderful time to see people's lives change through prayer and deliverance and healing, and glory to God, being saved. So we just pray God's blessing, even in the financial part. So you all, let's continue to pray one for another, continue to lift each other up, and we pray, glory to God, for that water that's over in Mother's area, for whatever's going on with that in Mother Alexander area, that water will clear up, and God, that they'll be on it, whoever those people are, glory to God, working, or either whatever the water company or however, we believe that it'll soon be cleared up soon in the name of Jesus, and people will not have to go through, glory, that inconvenience, and bless in her household as well. We thank you, Lord, and give you glory, praise, and honor. And ask for a blood covering over every life, every family, those who are over to God that are listening. You know what's happening, glory to God, in their lives. So, Father, we glorify you and bind up Satan and all of the cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and untimely death, as whether, glory to God, COVID, monkeypox, anything else is going on, any confusion, chaos, any death demons, we truly untimely death, we curse and cancel your assignment and send you back to the dry places from whence you came. And loose God's anointing for peace, joy, healing, deliverance, and blood covering, as well as financial blessings. Thank God again for my auntie. She's progressing even from that stroke. Her body is starting to come together more and more. But she's not walking yet, but we're thanking God for the progress. Thank God for the prayers, and pray continuous for Mother Freeman. In Jesus' name we pray. Y'all have a good night. We bless the Lord again for the power of the anointing, all those prayers. And you continue to be encouraged. In Jesus' name. Shalom. 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 I love you all. Thank God for Jesus.
Shalom.
Praise God.
Bless you.
Shalom. God bless.
Thank
shalom.
You.
Amen. Love you, Pastor Hubbard.
Huh?
Say,
oh,
love
yeah.
You,
forgot
Hubbard.
On the night. Glory to God. Evangelist Parker, praise God, got a storm, glory to God, down in Columbia. I mean, down in Florida, but he's on tonight and listening. So we thank God for you. Pray God's continued blessings upon you, too, as well. I slipped my mind. I saw you come on early, too. Praise God.
Yes,
so we're looking
ma'am.
Forward to you coming
praise
on
God.
Often so that way you can be able to hear from me, okay?
Yes, God, ma'am. Sir. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you as well.
Yes.
Is that mother back in the back? You all right? God bless. We're safe alone, and y'all have a blessed, wonderful night and week. Shalom.
Shalom.